and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is a pre-recording broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. We are on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish peoples, and we are so glad to have you listening this evening. I'm here with my guest, Zarina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excited to have a show together. We've been having some great conversations in the station. It's been really nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. Honestly, I'm really glad we got to do this. It's also my first time being a full guest for a whole segment, so I'm really grateful that you would have me on with you.
Yeah, of course. We always have some great conversations casually, so let's have some great conversations on the air as well. We're both students at SFU. What are you studying?
So right now I'm studying communications. That's my major. And I actually have a double major. So English is also my major. And I have a minor. It's in international studies. And I have a certificate in writing and rhetoric.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I've really made the most of my SFU journey. I've been here since 2020. So I've been through it all, if that makes sense, and doing my honors right now as well. So academically, I feel like I've really exhausted all of my options, and I'm ready to face the real world, as they say.
I love that. Yeah. The approximate topic of today's episode is being at the end of our university careers, facing the real world. Like, how are we feeling?
So far, so good, I think. Lots of my time has been spent in school, so I feel like I'm excited for this new adventure. I have no idea what I want to do. I'm not somebody that has a plan, so I can't wait to see where the wind takes me. And so far, it's been really great. I really did not expect this for my university experience either, like to be in this position that I am right now. I think I'm really grateful to have grown so much from it too. And what about you? Let's give a little introduction for your audience.
Sure, yeah. I'm in the tail end of my university career as well. I'm studying political science with a minor in publishing. I've been in school for a hot minute. I've been taking my time with it while also taking some time to get work experience and also try to enjoy my 20s while I have them, enjoy my good health while I have it, and so on. And also volunteer often, and I've been volunteering at CJSF a lot in the last 3 years. And I also didn't think that my university career would look like this.
Yeah.
And I'm also very grateful for the way that it ended up. I saw a really good essay on Substack a few weeks ago, basically talking about being grateful for all the things that failed. Because it brought us to all the things that we can now pursue for meaningful successes, right?
Totally, totally. Failure is just a door open to a new place, too, I feel.
That's so true.
Yeah. Rejection is redirection. I don't know. There's so many quotes nowadays that, like, highlight this feeling. I feel like a lot of people can resonate, I'd hope. But, yeah, I can't wait to talk more about my experience studying here, but also just growing up, and I'm really grateful to have the stage with you, somebody who's also been through, I'm sure, the twists and turns of life, right?
Oh, yeah. The coming of age into being a young adult is paved with twists and turns. Okay, so let's start it off with a few songs. I've got an artist, Quadeca, coming up. Chill, art pop, electro rap type stuff. Coming off the new playlist as well, some new music from the album Vanisher, Horizon Scraper. First up, we've got God Stained, followed by At a Time Like This. So I hope you guys enjoy it and come back and listen to Zarina and I yap more about our young adulthood.
Yes, don't change that dial.
Fiberglass solution, there's a message on your skin. I thought you knew. I thought you knew.
questions. Don't get me wrong, whatever gets me probably had me all along.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain campus of Simon Fraser University. I am here with Zarina. We're going to keep talking about what it's like to be a young adult.
Yes, we are. This is going to be pretty much like the most relatable question. I feel like most of our listeners are already, hopefully, adults and able to understand how it feels to kind of do this transition as well. I feel like the biggest thing, I think we've talked about this as well, is just looking back in retrospect at like where you've been and where you are now and kind of seeing it as like a hero's journey in some ways. Like, do you think that you can see like a climax of like your young adult life and you kind of feel like where you are now on the on that story map?
I feel the hero's journey in an Odyssey way of tragedies have happened and, you know, trials and tribulations of making our way through youth. Mm-hmm. Making our way from, at least for me, being a bit of a misfit teenager into a young adult that wanted to be more productive but had no idea what they were doing, to then like being a bit more stable in my perception of myself as an adult, in my opinions, in my faith in myself, and in my confidence to deal with subsequent trials, tribulations, tragedies, mountains to climb, boulders to push up, mountains, etc. I think building confidence in myself is one of those biggest things that I learned as an adult.
Totally. Where do you feel like you gain the most confidence? Like, what, maybe what years or like what period of your life do you feel like, oh, I went from like a little less confident and now like, ooh, I know myself?
I think on a huge reckoning for a lot of people, I'm sure, was COVID, right? Realizing that my social interactions depended on me actually going out and pursuing social interactions. I actually had to reach out to people and talk to them on Discord, or actually, you know, try to set up phone calls with people instead of just passively seeing people in classes or getting my social fill just from, you know, being around classmates or whatever, or friendships that were just through proximity. But when you lose the proximity of seeing people in in classes or you know, a lot of other young adults that finished high school during COVID as well, that socializing got interrupted really hard. right in a time when you were still learning how to socialize like an adult.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I learned the most coming out of COVID was how to effectively communicate with friends and express to people that I like them and I want to be friends with them and I want to spend time with them and make each other feel appreciated. And then also, honestly, a huge part of that was also figuring out how much energy to put into friendships, how much energy to put into social stuff, moving away from being a misfit that socializes in a way that has no like emotional feeding back into myself, and it's more so just, you know,
expending energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And being more mindful with my friendships, being more mindful with my socializing, and making really substantive friendships. I think that's one of the things that I grew the most in, and got confidence in making stable friendships and relationships.
Yeah,
and
like after COVID.
Yeah, exactly. When I had to build it brick by brick again.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like COVID definitely changed the trajectory of my life for sure. I was in China during like COVID when it like first came out. So I was doing basically like before I came to SFU, I was doing this like boarding school in, it's called United World College. And it was in Changshu, China. So near Shanghai. And that is when I first like kind of, I would say, gained my confidence, you know, like you said, like when to learn how to interact with people and like kind of choose your friends. Like you don't really have that choice when you're growing up, you know, like when you're first young, like you just are friends with the people in your class. And that's it. Like you didn't choose to be friends with them. You were placed in that situation. So I felt like when I was in high school and that boarding school, it was like the first adult-ish experience I had of like, okay, there's like around 250, 300 students here. And so you choose the people that you feel you're connected to. And so that's what COVID like actually really switched my paradigm, because I was in boarding school with these amazing, amazing people from around the world. And I was getting ready to graduate. Like when you're young, your high school graduation is like the number one thing, right? And I was a 2020 grad. So I literally such a rough year to graduate. Yeah, exactly. And so like I felt myself like losing all that confidence I just gained because it got taken away from me, right? I feel like a lot of people felt like that too. The redirection and that rejection or failure in some ways, like I failed graduating in this, you know, amazing school with all my friends. And, you know, I never actually got back to China. Like I've never been back since then. Well, like since 2020, which isn't like that long, but like, yeah, all my stuff was there. Like I couldn't even get any of that back for a long time.
The trajectory you were building got interrupted.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And like when I came to Canada for the first time too, I mean, COVID was still happening in 2020, right? So I started my university in COVID, which is like the most like, I don't know, confidence destroyer when you have to like, I don't know, be in online school and you're trying to make friends. And it's actually so funny because a friend that I met in online class, her name is Malika. Shout out Malika. She and I only just hung out actually like in person for the first time, like since we met then. Like, I mean, we've seen each other campus, but like, yeah, like I think during that time you were so like fight or flight. You didn't really think about like friendships and longevity and like the idea of what that means to be an adult in this world, you know? So like we are mutuals on Instagram. I'm sure so many people have those friendships too, right? Like people that, you know, you're mutuals on Instagram, you guys like to hang out in like the cyber world, you know, responding to each other's stories and only just hang out like in person. Like I feel like people are now in this renaissance of like, you know, we're seeing each other in person. We're going to make these plans. We're going to build the village, you know, be the villager in that village and host dinner parties and craft nights. Like, I feel like there is such a resurgence now, especially after COVID. Like you said, people just want to like connect and make sense that like that's where the confidence builds, because half the time you have to be bored, right?
Yeah.
Like so many people say that, like totally. To be creative, you have to be bored.
That's true. Yeah. Detox yourself from dopamine so that you can go and pursue it from a more wholesome sense. Yeah,
so definitely feel that about the kind of like rebellious youngsters chasing dopamine and then now understanding that like dopamine is all around you all the time. And it's like you just have to tap into those like mindsets and those like relationship building tactics. And like, I mean, you made mochi today for the radio station. Everyone just got to like indulge in that. And that's like a labor of love that I feel like is something that you learn more about when you're older as well, right? Like those are the things that matter. It's like having, sharing and being together in that feeling of care.
Moving away from just, you know, proximally absorbing by osmosis friendship and actually going out and putting effort into producing friendship and producing good relationships, finding that dopamine through you actually making something, right?
Yeah, and building upon it. And, and half the people don't realize it's time, too. Like, so many people think, I mean, they say Rome wasn't built in a day, and that's because really time is what builds these relationships. And so I never really felt at home at SFU until just recently, and I feel like that's like a big part of it too, not having, you know, the first years of your experience being kind of stunted with COVID. I'm sure many people relate to that, like feeling of, I don't know, stuck and like not able to get out. And now I just feel like I'm getting out of the quicksand, and now I have to like, you know, spread my wings and explore the world. And yeah, it's sad to leave, but also very bittersweet and exciting.
Yeah, it's been a good ride of becoming a young adult finally now in these years recently. It's finally a good time to be a young adult.
I don't know, people are saying it's actually the worst time to be a young adult, like the job market is crashing.
Oh, yeah.
Stocks are falling, climate is changing.
Has it ever been a good time to be a person?
It's true. Actually, there's like, yeah, I see so many clips like that, like so many people being like, this is the worst time in all of humanity. And every year, everyone, like every decade, people talk about the same things.
Yeah,
being fatalist is sometimes the way to keep going, you know. They say nihilism, optimism. It's all walking a fine line.
Oh God, maybe that's part of adulthood as well, is figuring out, you know, as your prefrontal cortex matures and you solidify slowly in your personality, if you're going to also be an optimist, realist, pessimist.
Yeah, I believe in fluidity and thought, and yeah. I know there's a lot of people who hone in on their ideology and that kind of like perspective. I think that half the time and half the fun of life is opening yourself to always never second guessing yourself, I guess, like just doing how you feel and keep going, just keep moving forward, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I guess people do put themselves in boxes sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think you can intentionally change yourself to be an optimist?
Yeah, I think that it comes with not just yourself, but like people say, like you are what you eat, you are who you surround yourself with, you are a reflection of your lived reality. And so if you're an optimist and you surround yourself with those experiences, it'll hopefully work itself out. And that is a very privileged thing to say. That's all I got to say.
That is also true. That is also true. I'm very thankful, and I count my blessings for being able to be surrounded by, for example, having the opportunity to work for the radio here and be surrounded by so many kind, artistic, encouraging people. I'm very thankful for the opportunity as well to be able to be in university and surrounded by people that are encouraging me to pursue studies and
passions, and help people while you're at it too. I feel like that's the main part about, I guess, counting your blessings is sharing those blessings too. And I feel blessed that you have me on your show. It's something we've been talking about for a while. It's something I've been procrastinating myself as an individual, just like taking the initiative and going and getting after the things that you've been thinking about doing for a long time. It's never too late. This is a testament to that, if you're listening. The best time to start was yesterday.
And the second best time to start is right now.
Yeah. So take that with a grain of salt, because we all have our limits, but making sure that you are taking a step forward and helping everyone do the same around you is very important.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. let's take a step forward into listening to some more music, and we'll come back and talk more about what it's like to be a young adult in choosing intentionality and what kind of people we want to be.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm excited to hear what's next.
Yeah, let's go.
I've got to show for all my tears. The times you hurt me.